Good morning, we're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos. Everyone, you call them a Zion, the Melacha of Kosev. And we finished Siman Aleph. I just want to clarify one point over here. The Chayyadim says at the end that Rishima is Chayyav, Ubashtar, because Shatsiram Rishmim Chayyav. So the more it clearly talks about that sometimes certain people would make their chasima, instead of writing their name, they would write some type of a symbol. The Mora says one Amora used to write to make a picture of a fish in a certain way. So that was his signature. So the Rambam says that would be chayiv, that the person is going to make this sire the way this person does that. So a person makes two of them, he's going to be chayav. A person makes one of them, he's going to be the raisa, because chas v'shalom also min ha'tara. They're going to go, this is the tolda of the malach of kosev. Simen beis. Kosev al-besoro is chayav. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that if a person writes on his skin, he's going to be chayav. The Gemara says, but the nature of a person writing on his skin is that over a period of time, the body secretes various different oils and sweat, etc. Eventually, the writing fades due to that. So it's not miskayim. So why would a person be chayim? It has to be ksav, which is miskayim. So afal pisha chamimus basorim averis aksav lachrisman. The moisture and the warmth of the body eventually corrupts the writing, and therefore it's not miskayim. So why is he chayim? The way we look at it is the ksav was made from the ksav itself. It's something which has a permanence to it. There's going to be an outside thing which is going to come and erase it. So a person writes something from the writing it has permanence, even though it's going to be, in all probability, going to be erased. That does not really take away from the concept of miskayim. When we discussed miskayim before, we're discussing something which inherently can't last, something which in and of itself it can last, even though the circumstances are such that it will be erased. And that's not called ksav shen miskayim. So the discussion which comes up nowadays is we have various different types of electronic writing. You have digital writing on various different surfaces, phones, computers, tablets, etc. So all of those are not miskayim, because the ksav which is there needs some type of electric current to maintain it. Without the current, it's going to fade in and of itself. However, there are certain types of e-readers where the way it works is the opposite. That the ksav, which is there, the appearance which is there, remains until you refresh the page. And that's even without putting electricity there. It inherently remains. So this will make a difference in halacha between these cases. Now that case is something which the ksav is miskayim, even though it's meant to be refreshed and erased. But in and of itself, the ksav is miskayim, as opposed to most digital writing, which needs a new burst of electricity to maintain it. So each moment, it's not miskayim, because it's going to expire in and of itself unless something comes along and rejuvenates it. So that's a big difference in Allah. Now the Chayyadim continues and he says, Abba Hamasar Tabsara Abishiyat Saddam is Potter, Shein Derech Ksiba Bekach, person scratches into his skin, writing into his skin. The Gemara says that this is considered something which is derech of shaitim. It's a foolish thing to do. It's not considered a normal way of doing it. And the Gemara says a story of a person who went to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim had various different types of kishuv, and he wanted to write down some of the formulas of their kishuv. But they would not. They would check every person who left Mitzrayim to see that they shouldn't steal any of their kishuv. So the Gemara says this person went there and he wrote it al-Bsorah, And therefore, they didn't notice it because it wasn't something they were looking for, a piece of parchment, piece of cloth, something of that sort. So he was able to steal the kishuv from Mitzrayim by writing it on his. Some verses, you see the people did the verses. No, it's a meiser shtus. It's a foolish thing to do. It's a ridiculous thing to do. Some suggest that this is referring to Yosef Ish, that some of the miracles that he claims that he did was done with kishuv, which he stole from Mitzrayim. There's one suggestion that the Mor is referring to. But the Mor of Kapodim says that this is not going to be chayim because it's not that they're ksiba b'kach. I mean, nearly dim chokek b'besora is chayim. Instead of scratching in, he mamish would do a engrave a letter in, cut out a full letter. So in that situation, a person would be chayiv. That's the argument that the Chayyim says. Practically, that's not going to play out, so we're going to ignore that.